Is your business drowning in software costs, tools that don't work together, and privacy risks? Meet Federated Computer, a complete business suite built to simplify your tech stack. Why do forward-thinking companies switch to Federated? No per-user fees, unlimited users. Save up to 75% by replacing tools like Zoom, Slack, Google Workspace, and more. One platform means less context switching and more productivity. 100% private, your data stays yours. Fully customizable with open source flexibility. Whether you're a lean startup or a growing enterprise, Federated adapts to your needs so you save more, work smarter, and protect your business. Ready to simplify your business software and increase profits? Schedule a free demo and see how Federated can transform the way you work. Federated Computer. Streamline, save, and scale.
The choice for mankind lies between freedom and happiness, and for the great bulk of mankind, happiness is better. George Orwell, 1984. The setting is a small industrial town in Michigan, the year is 2025. In the heart of a Rust Belt town, Daniel, a 31-year-old mechanic, tightens bolts on a car that's seen better days. His hands are calloused, his eyes weary, but his spirit flickers unyielded. The air hums with the weight of the Trump administration's National Unity Initiative, a grand promise unveiled in July 2025. It offers happiness, tax rebates for those who enroll in federal loyalty programs, free job training for compliance with new labor laws, and a shiny app powered by Palantir's data empire that tracks your, quote, contribution to national stability, end quote. The price? Surrender your voice. No protests. No posts on X questioning the regime. No gatherings without permits. Freedom, they say, is a small cost for happiness. And as Orwell warned, for the great bulk of mankind, happiness is better. Daniel feels the pull. His rent's overdue. His sister's medical bills are piling up and the local factory's laying off again. The TV blares success stories, family smiling, waving checks from the Unity Fund, praising the administration for their newfound comfort. But Daniel sees the cracks. His co-worker, Maria, joined the program, got a rebate, but now she's silent. Her ex account scrubbed after she criticized the new curfew laws. The app tracks her every move, where she shops, who she calls. Daniel's tempted, though. He could sign up, ease the pressure, maybe even afford a better life for his kid. But at night, he lies awake, haunted by the thought of a leash around his thoughts, his words, his soul. Last week, Daniel made a choice. He went to a town hall, one of the last places you could still speak freely, and asked why the Unity program needed access to his phone data. The room went quiet. The next day, his boss got a call. Some federal compliance officer asking about Daniel's reliability. His bank account's frozen now, flagged for review. The app's algorithm whispering through Palantir's servers marked him as a risk. Not for crimes, but for questions. The boot hovers, ready to stamp out his defiance. Yet Daniel stands at a crossroads. He could comply, trade his freedom for the happiness they dangle. A steady paycheck, a roof, a smile. Or he could resist, cling to his voice, even if it costs him everything. His fate is unwritten, a shadow waiting to take shape. This isn't just Daniel's stories. It's yours. It's mine. The choice looms for us all, freedom or happiness. The Trump administration's promises echo on X in news feeds, in the apps we carry, safety, prosperity, unity, if only we bow. But what is happiness without a voice? What is freedom if it leaves you hungry? Daniel's question is ours, and it burns in the silence of our own hearts. Will you trade your truth for their comfort? Will you stand, like Daniel, at the edge of defiance, knowing the cost? Or will you choose the easier path, the one they've paved with promises? The answer isn't mine to give. It's yours. And in that choice, there's hope. A spark that no algorithm, no edict, no boot can crush. Because as long as we can still ask the question, we're not yet lost.
Recite, they'll sell you their salvation while they snuff out the light. The blood's on their hands.